With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by our player of the game for the Pella Christian girls tonight, Rachel Kegmarinski. Rachel, a great win for the Eagles. It snapped a winless week last week for you guys against Newton and Pella. How good did it feel to just come out here, get back on the right track going into a couple tough games later on this week?
Yeah, I think that it was a really good way to build momentum because we knew that we definitely were going to have harder tests coming up this week, and we had a hard week last week. So I think that starting off with a really solid team win, getting a ton of girls in, not just, you know, five or six, but having maybe 10 girls play tonight was a really good way to start off the week.
Well, one thing I want to talk about, too, before we talk about your performance, you mentioned getting girls out there, getting that confidence built up before those games. One of those girls that really stepped up in a big way tonight was Ava Nichols. She comes off the bench and knocks down two threes right away, ended up with a possible four-point play in that stretch as well. How big was it for her to come off the bench and kind of get things rolling after a little bit of a slow start for this Eagles team tonight?
Yeah, Ava has so much pressure on her because she was on JV last week, and we asked her to come in. We asked her to play some minutes, and obviously JV and varsity basketball is completely different. And I'm just really proud of how she was able to come in tonight. She had some key defensive play. She was able to get a few steals. And then, obviously, she was not afraid to shoot, which is something we've been asking her to do.
And looking at your performance, too, tonight, because you mentioned that added pressure, some more has been thrown on your plate as well, which is hard to imagine because I know you do a lot already for this team, but injuries and Winterham and everything, it's just kind of piled up for this team this year, right? I mean, it's been a difficult year in terms of that. Chloe Snyder getting injured. Jessa has been injured, unfortunately, for most of the year. Bryn Runner coming back from Winterham here. How have you kind of handled that pressure here during this stretch and just tried to not only do what the team needs you to do, but also just manage that with only being a second-year player here on the varsity level?
Yeah, I think that over this Christmas break and all this adversity we've had, I kind of have had to switch my mentality a little bit. And I think before I was kind of being a bit more passive than I would have liked to be. And so I think I kind of, especially at that Pella game, I started to take a more of a domination mentality where I'm going to go out there and I'm going to score no matter what. And I think that I need to keep my eyes up. I need to do whatever I need to do. And I need to give 100% all game. And then also just be really encouraging because obviously we have girls on this court who have not played very much varsity basketball. And so I just really trying to encourage them, bring them up to the level that I know they can be at.
Absolutely. We're talking to Rachel Kegmarinski of the Pella Christian girls basketball team following a fantastic performance here against Knoxville. Unofficially, I've got you for 18-6 tonight, which is a great – the rebounding numbers, very unofficial. I would love to know the amount of steals because I feel like it's got to be close to 7 or 8 steals tonight as well. But defensively, I felt like was the difference in this game. Your guys' defensive pressure playing a big part in running out to that 19-2 lead in the first quarter and the ability to run away for the 31-point win against Knoxville.
Yeah. Coming into this game in the locker room, Coach Foudy told us that this game was going to be decided by our defense and that we needed to have defensive intensity all throughout the court. And so I kind of took that, especially in the backcourt, because we knew that we could get some steals in our press, which is something that we have been really working on. And so I think it was just kind of a whole team thing where we were extra aggressive. You know, we were in the passing lanes. We had active hands. And we forced bad passes, which we're able to get steals off of them.
And looking ahead to a game like this, you know, you got some shots to go down. I know that last week against Newton and Pella, there were shots that were great looks for this Eagles team that just weren't falling tonight as well. Against Knoxville, the shots were falling. And going into a game where you're going into a week here where it's 3 consecutive road games and 2 of those being against very good little Hawkeye Conference teams against Dallas Center Grimes and Indianola, how important was that, too, to just see some of those shots going through the hoop tonight?
That was just a really – I think that's a turning point for us because, you know, after every one of those games, Coach Foudy has said, we took the right shots, and they're going to go in eventually. And I think that was a really huge thing for a lot of confidence for some of our girls because they haven't been going in, and we know we trust those girls to make those shots, and they finally started going in tonight. So I think that really is going to help all aspects of our game because it's going to really improve their confidence, and it's going to spread out the defense.
And we mentioned it, Dallas under Grimes on Tuesday night, a quick turnaround. How do you go about celebrating this win a little bit, but also turning the page and getting ready for a tough showdown against the Mustangs up there at DCG?
Yeah. Obviously, I think we need to carry the confidence we had tonight. You know, we had, obviously, Ava was shooting amazing. Faith was shooting very well. Chloe Nickel made some threes. Sophia, I think, had a one or two. And I think we just need to take that confidence, that ability to just take the right shots, and we need to bring that into tomorrow. But we also need to understand that there are certain things we did tonight that we can't get away with tomorrow. And we talked about that in locker room, and we have that at the front of our minds. And we're going to hopefully bring the same intensity we brought tonight and bring that to Dallas Center Grimes.
Rachel, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to seeing how that game against Dallas Center Grimes goes tomorrow night. And congrats on the win here against Knoxville on
Monday night.
Absolutely. That was Rachel Kegmarinski, our player of the game for the Pendley Christian Girls basketball team, following an unofficial 18.6 rebounds in a 65-34 win against Knoxville on Monday night.